At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
I'm the best of the best right now. Yeah. Shut up and hustle, you other rappers pipe down. I'm the best of the best right now. Shut up and hustle, you other rappers pipe down. You ain't check my resume? I'm the best thing popping. Put me on your podcast. I'ma be the main topic. Your whole city love you. Your swag really rocking. Gotta shut up and hustle. We ain't trying to hear no talking. Nah, nah. Sir Quentin in the building. We doing this for the city. So if you need the latest new music, just get it with him. It's all love in the phone. And you know how this go. We the best of the best. We bout to bankroll. Put your cameras out and zoom in. You want the hottest in the city, tune in. So get your cameras out and zoom in. You want the hottest in the city, tune in. Got them angles rubbing haters, they watching all the move. Got the Midwest legends, connections, and good food. Following on the ground, they trying to do what we do. We can only be one, we ain't never number two. They gon' pocket watch and copy, we dripping all on the scene.
Keep our eyes and our ears open for local, global, up-and-coming and established artists. Today, we got a prominent guest, man. I done seen this girl grow up. I done seen her take off, and she just doing the shit right now, man. Without further ado, we got... Introduce yourself.
What's up, y'all? It's Big Lonnie P, not the little one.
Feel me, you feel me. So, how you been doing, man? Thank you for coming to the show.
No problem. Thank you for inviting me.
I've been seeing you out here grooving, and you know what I'm saying? What's going on?
I've been doing good. Shoot, just trying to get through this industry the right way, the business side of it.
No, straight up, straight up. So for those who don't know who Lonnie P is, Lonnie P Monet, let them know who you are.
I'm 20 years old. I'm an upcoming Milwaukee rapper, and I've been rapping for about 10 years, for real, for real.
For real, for real. Like, I really think it's longer than that, to man. Be honest with you, man. So tell us about your first rap, man, because I remember, you know, when you know what I'm saying, the barbershop, the cypher, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, my first rap that I brought to my mama, I think I was like 10, and I was like, I think it was like Lonnie's World, Lonnie's World.
Wow.
Lonnie, and then she, but it had a little verse on it or whatever, and I showed her and I rapped it to her over the beat, and she was like, that's real good, and she got me to work with like a producer, and he brought the studio to the house, and that's how I learned how to like write before I go to the studio.
Yeah.
And I take that with me now. Like, I always be prepared.
Man, shout out to K, man. Because mom's always, OG, always supported the whole grind. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, this has been for a long time. She don't play. Yeah, still to this day.
If I around need, when it comes,
got it.
Like, for real, for real, for real. So, man, you was real cocky. Your first rap was you saying your name. Nah, straight up. That's crazy.
No, for real.
So, like, what really drives you to write? Like, what makes you get in that mode? Because, like,
well, I'm gonna tell the truth. Honestly, for the last, I want to say 6 months, I've been freestyling. It might be a little bit longer than that. Like, I was getting in a studio with RBE. Do you know what RBE is?
RBE,
the girl group. It's a girl group from Milwaukee. I was getting in a studio with them, and they producer would make the beats right then and there. So,
wow.
You know, I wouldn't have time to like write. I was trying to write 15 minutes, hurry up and write. So I just got in the studio. Like, if I can write that fast, I could just punch this in real quick.
Right.
So I just started punching in from there. And then lately I've just been doing full songs, just going off the dome.
Just going crazy. Just go.
Yeah, but I still write. Like, if I'm chilling, smoking, just write some, mm-hmm. I still write.
So shout out your management too, man, because he got
Loud
you going.
Pack, yeah, Loud Pack. Y'all see what
going.
I mean?
You feel what I'm saying? Like, he got you going crazy. Like, how did that relationship like derive?
It came from me coming out of a situation that I was in with my previous manager, and him just seeing me like previously on the internet and just thinking like he wanted to be a manager. He wanted to see what he can do more on the music side without having to be an artist.
Right.
So we just got to work. So we both doing this for the first time. For real. But we just going up together.
Right, right. And all these shows, they coming about like they you going crazy. So like,
yeah, they be reaching out to us and asking us to come through.
Oh, that's green lighted, man. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? So tell us about some shows that you first of all, I wanna get into the story behind the P and Lonnie Monet, you know what I'm saying? So let's talk about that. But first, before we get into that, let's go to commercial break real quick, man. And y'all can't just get that.
Gentlemen, we are now available on Roku TV. Again, we are pleased to announce that we are on the A&R app on Roku TV. Make sure y'all go support. It's spelled T-H-E, capital A, lowercase A-N-D, uppercase R. No spaces. Please go check that out. Again, it's capital T, lowercase H-E, uppercase A, lowercase A-N-D, uppercase R. No spaces. The A&R. All one word. Thank you for your support. Go check that out. Yeah.
Of the best entertainment. Shh. Shut up and hustle.
It's back to school season. If you or someone you know are looking for weekly or consistent hair care, I provide hair services for all hair types, lengths, and styles. Book your next appointment with me, Fine Wine Crystal. You can reach me on Instagram at finewine_ice or on Facebook at Fine Wine Crystal. Thank you. I look forward to working with you soon. All clients must be willing to receive hair service within a shop setting. There will be no chemical services provided at this time. Style, lengths, and prices vary per client, and we're now offering services for clients with tender scalp needs and special needs accommodations.
Yerp. So yeah, we back off commercial break, man. In case y'all just now tuning in, man, we tapped in with who?
Big Lonnie P, not the little one.
No, straight up. Speaking of that P, pause. Damn, P start pause. So what is the P in Lonnie Mode? Where did that come from?
To tell the truth, my whole name came from like my friends around me. Like my best friend, she started to call me Lonnie because that's not even my real name, that's like a nickname. And then my friend Leah, she got a clothing line in Milwaukee, actually. She the one who started calling me like Lonnie P, because they was calling her Leah P, and we was listening to Chicken P all the time. So they she just started to call me that, and after that I took it as like an alter ego for Lonnie Monet.
Facts, man. So you
and that was a long time ago.
Let's talk about this this Cutwater joint, man. Listen, man,
Cutwater got her cutting up.
Yeah, got her cutting up, man. So what is Cutwater? Like, I know what it is, but for people who don't know what this Cutwater
is. Cutwater is a canned alcoholic drink.
Yeah. it make you
that's
cut
really
up.
All it is. But make a big back think she body goes.
Dog, that line is crazy. Listen, man, I was dumping it yesterday. Yesterday was the B day, you know what I'm saying? Virgo's nightmare. Yeah, so I'm dumping that yesterday, and I'm like, I had to rewind that shit a couple times. Like, you know, you ever had a bar that had you so hung up that you stopped listening to the rest of the song? I said, damn.
Bro, and it's crazy. I got to tell the lore behind that. I was finna take it out. Because I'm telling my engineer, like, what if they cancel me? But I've been too in my head about stuff like that, because I'm telling you, on TikTok, they just be canceling anybody from anything. You can't say nothing. Like, even if it's about yourself.
Wow.
So I'm just like, okay. But my engineer was like, bro, Lonnie, you say crazy stuff. You said, bitch got a ponytail the size of a cough drop.
Duh.
And I'm like, okay. It is a couple questionable
they
bars that I'm...
Them bar, don't you open yeah. up with that?
So I'm like, okay, cool. So we kept it in there and we just kept going, because the song, I was going off the dome.
Yeah.
So I'm like, should I keep that or say something else? And he was like, bro, you got to keep
it. You got to keep that.
And I'm so happy really? I did. So shout out to my engineer for making me stand on business.
Yeah, facts, man. Facts. I think that line alone, man, is bringing the collaboration. Speaking of collaborations, you got like a big one You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got a real big feature on Cutwater.
Yeah. You want to tell us, or you want to keep it on the hush until it?
Y'all haven't seen it already on TikTok. Soda Baby commented on my Cutwater post and told me to send him an open verse, and I did, and he sent the song right back.
Wow.
Yeah, so he'll be doing that video real soon.
Did you hear
Detroit?
You heard it? You heard his verse? His verse?
Mm-hmm.
He talk crazy.
Man.
Ah, man.
We've been listening to that verse since he sent it back.
What? Oh, you heard it? Yeah, her friend in the background, she said, "Duh." I gotta hear that.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you hear that.
On the live, you gotta let me hear that, man. We gonna like kind of dig a little deeper, Ryan, because you know, I kind of see you seeing you grow up, and I seen the progress.
Right.
Looking back, like you could have been blue, like keeping a buck with you. You know what I'm saying? Like what would you tell your younger self?
Do it the same exact way. Nine times out of ten, because it's just like the reason why I didn't go, like I had a label reach out to me when I was like 16, and it was because of Tweezy, actually. Long live Tweezy.
And
he reached out to Rico Love and just had me on FaceTime rapping or whatever, and after that I was gonna do something with Rico Love, but I was like, I wanted to finish school. I graduated early with a 3.8.
Man, you better
say that.
But
yeah, but I was like, I had to finish school. So then it came to where it slowed down a little bit because I was like really focusing on school. And then right after school, I had another hit. I was 7. So it was just like, I know I'm able to do it.
Right.
Like, I'm able to keep coming up with these hits.
No, for real. And I need you to, like, really shout out your engineer, because I'm big on engineering and AV, audio visual, man. So shout out your engineer.
His name is Golden Child. Mm. I don't know if he got an Instagram, but he got a website, and I got his number. But if y'all ever need to go to a studio in Milwaukee, just reach out to me, and I'll give y'all his information.
Man, that's green lighted, man. Shout out your producer, man. Me and Dev, the producer,
man,
around the Rebels.
I got a lot of producers. Shout out Danny G from Detroit. Shout out Major Minor. He from Houston. But that's, I ain't gonna lie, but the next couple songs y'all finna hear from me, far as samples, he made every sample. So that's one of my guys for real. Them two. And then I got this dude named Hombre. He from overseas. I got a lot of producers. Dave got beats. He from overseas too, but he make a lot of like Detroit, Milwaukee type beats. So my guys just be sending me beats.
Man, that's crazy.
Filling me up, actually.
So you let us know about some projects that you working on right now, because I know you got some in your back pocket. I want them to hear it first. On Back to the
It's kind of complicated.
You made it like, because music is a relationship with you, for real.
it's kind of complicated because what's going on with my distribution deal right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting on about 3 tapes.
Wow.
I'm sitting on a lot of singles, freestyles, features, like, but I just want to make sure the business side of everything is good, because I ain't finna play with them.
Yeah, no, like, for real, especially with features like Sock.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, for real. We have to get that paperwork done.
Yeah, facts, man. And we gotta talk, man. I do music admin, man.
Yeah.
Lock me in with your manager, man. We'll talk that language.
I got two. I got two managers, actually.
Damn, man. That's the big P, bro. Who's got two, man? That mean, like, a lot of people don't know that a manager, you gotta have something to manage. Man.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of people be running around looking for
me. My manager Lyle, he will always tell y'all, like, when he came to me, I had a lot of stuff going for myself already, and he was just like, he had a platform to turn me up, like, shoot, I was already had the followers. He got to fix the image, and once he got to doing that, we really got good.
Oh, that's crazy. So the Milwaukee music scene right now, like, what advice would you share, like, with future female rappers, like, especially from Milwaukee?
Be yourself. And I see a lot of females, they doing that. Like, mm-hmm. I just say, be yourself, and don't try to be like anyone you already see moving around. Because honestly, when everybody come out with their own sound and something new, even if that you get hated on at first, there literally is going to be somebody that like you. So I feel like, also, don't wait to put music out because you think somebody won't like it. That's my biggest pet peeve when I meet new people and they be like, I rap, but I don't put it out because I think people are not going to like it. Like, bro, put that music out. It's literally somebody, I don't care if it's a 3-year-old kid, their parent gonna start listening to it. Like, it's somebody out there that will listen to the music, literally. Right.
So after we come back from this commercial break, I want you to tell us like what you think about like the low end music and all that stuff, man. Okay. We're gonna go on and slap in the commercial break, man. Pay a couple bills, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we be right back. Yeah.
Welcome to Sir Quentin Cinema, where the grind meets the big screen. We capture the hustle, the vision, the vibe. Lock in today. Call 414-378-9001. Sir Quentin Cinema. Shut up and hustle.
Shh. Shut up and hustle.
Yo, just in case y'all just now tapping in, man, we kicking it with Lonnie Monet, man.
Yo, yo, yo.
Going crazy, man. So, I come bearing gifts, man. I had to get you the Shut Up and Hustle merch, you know what I'm saying? I'm all in yo, you know what I'm saying? Ask you, what's your size? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you the everybody can't wear that, man. Everybody can't wear the Shut Up and Hustle merch, man, because a lot of people just out here talking, you know what I'm saying? And not, they ain't hustling at all, you know what I'm saying? So I had to get you the merch, you feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, we was talking about, where'd I leave off at? The low end music that's going on right now.
I feel like low end music is its own genre for real, and just people don't know about it. And I got songs that's specifically low end music, like Cutwater, Zoo. Them songs are specifically low end beats. Like, I wanted to do a Milwaukee beat type thing. And then I got songs that's like strictly rap. I might go 50 bars without even adding a hook. But low end music is literally hook. Like, it's hook. A couple words for the verse, hook, hook, hook. Like, that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. Me, I try to still throw some cold bars for my verse because I still wanted to stand out. Mm-hmm. And that's actually what be going viral on my low-end songs. Like, my verses be going viral. But it's good to have a good hook on a low-end song.
Facts. All right, let's name some of these collaborations. You done have some big, huge collaborations in your, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, let's name some of these collaborations that you done had.
I got Lakia. Mm. I got Chicken P, Steve the Stoner, 4-5-G Baby, Sada Baby Now. I got Moolah Mar. I got a lot of people from our city. Yeah, Yana. MT Twins, Munch Lauren.
Crazy, man. Like,
Big Frank. Me and Big Frank always got a song.
Right. You got a song with Lil Frank too?
No.
you remember Lil Frank?
Lil Frank very well because he did some bogus stuff to me. Wow. And he was trying to rap battle me and we rap battle. It's a whole big, it's like songs out, everything. We was going at it and yeah, we not.
That's cool. Crazy. Because
we was cool. We
when
was
he had the
cool.
Cypher with
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't seen that. It was big.
My video
had plenty views when we was going doing a little rap battle.
What? We got to talk. I gotta know what he was. Oh, my God. So this Milwaukee music scene, man, like, we was fighting tooth and nail to try to, you know, get some notoriety.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you remember that. Like, we
man, it's lit right now.
Lord, so
it's
like
lit right now.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you. What's your take on this Milwaukee music right now?
I feel like we turned, like, they always in the comments talk about we trying to be Detroit or we trying to be this or that. But I feel like Milwaukee, bro, you can tell us from somebody else. Like, yeah. Even if the copycats, like, I hear a lot of people in the industry starting to use clapping beats,
yep.
That's all because of Certified Trapper. I'm gonna just be real.
Yeah.
Like, y'all wouldn't have known about them type of beats if Certified didn't go with Baby Tron. Then yep. Baby Tron hopped on them beats, got it in the industry. Now it's just circling now. But that's all Milwaukee. Every time I hear somebody new on the Milwaukee beat, I be like, that's us.
Like,
they trying to be like us. But I like it though.
Detroit they admit too, like, man, the soul came from the foe.
Yeah, sometimes I love Detroit though. That's one of my biggest streaming cities. But some of the people on TikTok, they be mad like, oh, y'all still in our flows. I feel like I rap like I'm from Milwaukee.
Right. No, yeah,
but it be the beats that might sound like a Flint beat or a Detroit beat, but mm-hmm. I trust what I'm talking about, the language I'm using, the lingo I'm saying, like, that's all Milwaukee.
Right, right. So, man, take this time to let people know, like, what's next for you, man, because I know you got some shit on the flow. You always got something brewing up.
Yeah, what's next, y'all, is this music video. That Cutwater music video is coming really soon. And I know a lot of people keep saying, like, summer finna be over, but trust, you can go to the liquor store every single day, and you can drink that Cutwater at home.
You go get that Cutwater deal.
Thank you.
Oh,
and
God.
It's still gonna make you cut up, so.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This all year round song. I'm finna drag it. Yeah. I'm dragging it.
Who's shooting the vid?
This guy from Detroit.
Wow.
I'm gonna show you.
Going
to
Detroit to shoot.
Yeah.
Ah, it's up.
Yeah.
It's up. So I gotta ask you this, man. As a Virgo, like, how does that influence your artistic style? You know what I'm saying?
Very organized.
Yeah.
Very organized. And
that's a powerful word right there.
Yeah, I tried to put a lot of things in order. Like, so say I gotta get glam for like an interview or something. I'm gonna try to have a music video at the end of the day, photo shoot. We finna go somewhere. Like, I try not to waste glam. So that's what I mean by organized. Or like, when I go to the studio, I probably got 3 songs ready, even though I want to freestyle.
Facts.
Like, so
facts.
I'ma still be ready though.
Yeah. That's
beats, everything. I just try to stay ready.
And people don't understand, man, the organization of a Virgo, man. If you ain't got one in your life, man, get you one, man.
For real.
In the buck with
working.
You. I'm going to keep it a buck with you, man. So, like, man, I'm really all out of questions, man. You know, I just had to chop it up with Lil Sis, man. I definitely appreciate you for sliding.
Thank you for having me.
You feel what I'm saying, man? Hey, you got to shout out your squad, man, because you be deep in your music videos, man.
Yeah. Y'all, shout out the gang. Y'all know what's going on. Y'all know who y'all is.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out your whole, man, get your little shout out on, man. Shout out to everybody that you want to shout out, man.
Shout out my mama. That's really what I care about. Shout out my parents. And y'all need to go listen to Sorry I'm a Junkie, because that song is really like real life. Like, I'm going to make sure my parents is set by the time I'm done with this.
No, that junkie, that goes so fed, dog. And Big K, not the little K, was in the video, too. I'm like, like, yeah, man. But yeah, man, you rocking with Sir Quinn, man, from Best of the Best TV, man. We kicking it with Lonnie Monet, man. Y'all make sure y'all like, share, subscribe, man. Download this. So, of course, all platforms, man. Apple Music, everywhere, man. You already know what time it is. It's Best of the Best. Sir Quinn, you already know.
Throw them peas up.
Shut up and hustle.
I'm the best of the best right now. Shut up and hustle. You other rappers pipe down. I'm the best of the best right now. Shut up and hustle. You other rappers pipe down. You ain't check my resume. I'm the best thing popping. Put me on your podcast. I'ma be the main topic. Your whole city love you. Your swag really rocking. Gotta shut up and hustle. We ain't trying to hear no talking. Nah. Sir Quinn in the building. We doing this for the city. So if you need the latest new music, just get it with him. It's all love in the phone. And you know how this go. We the best of the best. We bout to bankroll. Put your cameras out and zoom in. You want the hottest in the city, tune in. So get your cameras out and zoom in. You want the hottest in the city, tune in. Got them angles for them haters, they watching already move. Got them Midwest legends, connections, and good food. Going viral on the gram, they tryna do what we do. We can only be one, we ain't never number two. They gon' pocket watch and copy, we drippin' all on the scene. Told my mama that I made